years of radio. Radio Moments.
We start this week 34 years ago and the arrival of the first in the second tranche of English commercial stations.
Britain's 21st independent local radio station is launched today with the opening of Mercia Sound, covering Coventry, Warwickshire and part of Leicestershire. It means an early start to the day for a class of Coventry school children. Youngsters in Class 1 at Walsgrave Junior School are already at their desks. They arrived at 6:45, especially to tune in for our first broadcast.
Is there anybody out there? Yes, I'm sitting in the presentation chair this morning, so I might as well do the programme. Good morning, listeners, shareholders and Walsgrave school kids. At last, it's Friday, the 23rd of May.
The launch of Mercia Sound in Coventry this week in 1980. Life in commercial radio in those days was colourful. This week, 32 years ago, there was drama down the road at Leicester's Centre Radio. The chairman walked out during a board meeting. Irreconcilable differences, he said. Centre Radio. Here's a chap who didn't need to walk out. He was suspended.
It is the regional programme, the illumination of the fleet. Once again, we're taking you on board HMS Nelson for a description of the scene at Spithead tonight by Lieutenant Commander Thomas Woodruff.
At the present moment, the whole fleet is lit up. And the whole thing isn't fairyland. It isn't true. It isn't here. And as I say it, it's gone. It's gone. There's no fleet. It's disappeared. No magician who ever could have waved his wand could have waved it with more acumen than he has now at the present moment.
He still managed to say acumen, didn't he? The earliest radio fail of all from this week, 77 years ago. The BBC commentary on the illumination of the naval fleet, thanks to a very happy Lieutenant Commander Tommy Woodruff. The broadcast was wisely faded out and replaced by music. The press suggested he was overworked and he was allowed to rest for a week. A final farewell this week in 1965 to the gentleman said to be the first ever DJ.
Christopher Stone speaking. I know you'd like to hear the rest of that, and so would I, but I just want to interrupt and explain a word that was mentioned, and that was box.
Christopher Stone, who died this week 49 years ago. He'd suggested that very first gramophone records programme.
I used to write books and that sort of thing. I gradually got mixed up in this magazine that my brother-in-law was starting, the Gramophone. And, of course, it meant a tremendous lot of work building that up into the size it's got to. And so there it was. I was working very hard, and I suddenly came to the conclusion that the BBC were not having really the best new records that were coming out into my office. So I wrote to them about it, and Rex Palmer asked me to go along. He put me under Craig Miller, who looked after me tremendously well.
Christopher Stone, who worked for the BBC before defecting to Radio Luxembourg for more money. 41 years ago, trouble for the BBC. 8 men and 2 women were in court regarding bribery. It was alleged they tempted BBC employees with money, holidays and sex to play certain records. 2 were remanded in custody. That same week in 73, a challenge for commercial radio. The first programme controller of Capital Radio, Ruth Leon, was to leave before the station had even begun. In fact, many launches were not without incidents. Let's take this famous one from this week in 1975.
Now, we've got a lot of excitement here this morning because I understand that waiting to speak to us is the first child that's been born round about the same time that we are. So I hope I push the right buttons, and I will say hello to Sister Golding. Hello, Sister Golding. Can you hear us? Hello, Sister Golding? Now, just one moment. Hello, Sister Golding? Hello? Hello? Oh, dear, oh, dear. Well, never mind. These things are bound to happen. That's what the first day is all about. We will not worry about it. The time on Plymouth Sound is now 7 minutes, just after 7 minutes after 6 o'clock.
Thank you very much indeed. Colin Bauer with the launch of Plymouth Sound from this week 39 years ago.
Hello?
Hello. Back then, Colin's voice was new to most listeners, unlike this one.
Yes, welcome to the birth of a brand new star, the all-new 101.6 Star FM. I'm Peter Dixon.
I'm wishing on a star.
Happy 21st birthday, Star FM from Slough, now just back on air, actually, as Time. In those days, networking was virtually non-existent, but this week, 27 years ago, the team in Yorkshire wired up several banks of cart machines and began networking across the region.
Viking Halibut!
Yes, those three stations came together excitedly, coming to form the Yorkshire Radio Network.
Well, it's here. Yorkshire Radio Network. Culmination of Radio Hallam in Sheffield, Pennine Radio in Bradford, and Viking Radio in Hull. My name's Tim Finlay. Sitting down thinking, how are we going to start a brand new station and a brand new show off? Well, I thought, we'll dedicate this one to the engineers who made it all possible, the management who are sitting quietly drinking, and of course the DJs have got to run it to you between 8 p.m. and 6 a.m. every weekday morning. Appropriately enough, thought Queen would start it off. Radio Gaga. Good evening.
Despite commercial stations starting to unite into clusters and networks, radio was still failing to rise above its reputation as a 2% medium, achieving just that share of the advertising market. But then 22 years ago this week, in comes Douglas MacArthur, and the Radio Advertising Bureau was formed.
And I did a deal with the six groups that started the REB that if, I'm not sure if I say this actually, but if they, you know, if I could double the revenue in 3 years, they'd pay me all my salary again. And they did.
Douglas MacArthur. So with BBC Radio Solent expanding to Bournemouth 41 years ago, Mark Thompson appointed Director General of the BBC 10 years ago, and the Competition Commission announcing that Global's acquisition of the GMG stations couldn't go ahead this week last year. Those are this week's Radio Moments.
Radio Moments.